Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, November 7th. This is Mike Piper, Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, D.C. And we are going to be joined tonight, all things being equal, by someone who needs your help in getting on the ballot to become an independent candidate for the United States Congress in the 1st District of Virginia, that office having been recently vacated as a consequence of the death of Republican Congresswoman Joanne Davis. Mrs. Davis was your conventional conservative Republican, and of course, your conventional conservative Republicans aren't always quite what they're cracked up to be. No offense intended to the late Mrs. Davis. If we've seen a good example of what's happening in the Republican Party, we have the biggest Zionist shill in the world, maybe not the biggest, but close to it, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, being endorsed by Pat Robertson. Seems like, to many people, a highly unlikely endorsement, but I don't think that it is. I think it simply represents a final culmination of a long-standing alliance between the so-called Christian right and these Trotskyite Jewish neoconservatives who are now running the Republican Party and who want to install Rudy Giuliani in the White House. So needless to say, the Republican Party ain't what it used to be, folks. And although there's a lot of people out there who are relying on the Republican Party to save America, they are absolutely convinced that the Republican Party is anything from the Republican Party is better than the Democratic Party. But as I've said time and again, and as I think most of this audience realizes, to coin a phrase, or I should say to steal a phrase, there ain't a dime's worth of difference between the two major parties. In fact, let's put it this way, folks. There's no difference, not a penny's worth of difference between the two major parties. And that's why more and more people are turning to independent candidacies and turning to third-party movements. Of course, we have Ron Paul in the Republican Party. But most of us, no matter how much we support him, no matter how much we like what he's doing, we don't really have any real expectation that he will either get the Republican nomination, or should he somehow get the Republican nomination, that they would let him win. So that's why I've always done everything I can to encourage third-party candidacies and independent candidacies. And we are joined, we will be joined very shortly by an independent candidate for the 1st District, and that's John DeNugent. John has been a guest on this show several times. He's a former Marine officer, a very talented linguist who speaks several languages and fluently, I'm told. I'm told that by others who know when someone is fluent, and they say John indeed is. He has been active in the American nationalist movement most of his adult life. He has run for Congress before, several years ago, in another state, which escapes me at the moment. And John is a very articulate guy. You may not agree with everything he has to say, but you'll have to admit that he's saying things that are quite different from most, if not all, of the candidates, certainly in the Democratic Party and in the Republican Party as well. So in keeping with my own position that we need to encourage independent candidates and third-party candidates in any way we can. We've had the America First Party in this program. We even had an independent Democrat, Larry Darby, on the program sometime last year. With that spirit, we will be welcoming John DeNugent, and later in the hour we'll take your calls. But let's let John, when he arrives on board, tell us what he says about what's going on in this country today and why you need to help him get on the ballot. And that's the key to it, folks, getting him on the ballot. Limited amount of time to do it, so let's do it.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here. I am still waiting to hear from John DeNugent. I expect that he is going to be calling in, although I must tell you, earlier this afternoon, I visited with him at the American Free Press office here on Capitol Hill. And he was involved in some last-minute efforts to get things together for his campaign, so he may, in fact, be tied up with that. We had talked about the possibility of rolling the show over to tomorrow night. So I'm just going to continue here waiting for John and hope that he will call in. But in the meantime, what I would like you to do, folks, if you can help John's campaign in any way, I'm going to have him give his telephone number, his email address, and a place where, if you choose, to send a contribution to help him with his campaign. I can tell you this much at this moment, folks. John is aiming to get 1,000 signatures of registered voters in the 1st Congressional District by Tuesday, next Tuesday. That's just less than a week away. That's what it takes to get an independent candidacy on the ballot for the actually, it's going to be the December special election to fill this vacant congressional seat. So if you are able to come to the 1st Congressional District of Virginia, which is basically just south of Washington, D.C., and help collect petition signatures, or if you know someone who is in that general area, who could help John out over the next week, that's something you can do to help the campaign. It's very critical because if you don't get on the ballot, you're not on the ballot. And these days, there's not much chance of a write-in candidacy winning. So the idea is John wants to get on the ballot as an independent candidate. And he has to file at least 1,500 signatures, that's the estimate, to ensure that there are enough registered voters who have signed his petitions. And that is, as I say, only registered voters that are required. Don't have to be specifically Democrats or Republicans, since John is running as an independent candidate. Some say, why isn't he running in the Republican Party? A very simple reason he's not running in the Republican Party, because the Republican Party is going the convention route to nominate its candidate. And I want to tell you that if there's a party anywhere in this country that is controlled from the top, it's the Republican Party in Virginia. So the theoretical possibility of a populist independent Republican getting nominated by the Republican Party in Virginia, that possibility is virtually an impossibility, and that's why John has selected the independent route to make his candidacy. So if you are capable of doing any of those things, please get your pen and paper handy. I'm surprised that we haven't heard from John by this point. I have no indication on my computer screen that John has called in yet. So I'm just going to give him a few more minutes and hope that he does arrive. In the meantime, I will just comment again what I commented upon briefly, the phenomenon, or so it would seem, of Pat Robertson endorsing Rudy Giuliani. That's very, very interesting, because Rudy Giuliani has never been your conventional conservative, quote-unquote, who would appeal to the Christian right. Rudy Giuliani has had basically a pro-gay rights record. He has had a record supporting gun control. He has had a record standing in favor of abortion rights. Three issues among probably many others that theoretically we would think Pat Robertson would find objectionable in Rudy Giuliani. Yet Pat Robertson has endorsed Rudy Giuliani, and I think we all understand the root reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. It's because of that funny little issue that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but it's that issue that does cut across both major parties and into the highest ranks of our nation's political leadership. And I refer, of course, to the issue of Zionism and support for the state of Israel. And if anybody doubts that's really why Pat Robertson has endorsed Rudy Giuliani, I'm here to tell you the Brooklyn Bridge and the Golden Gate Bridge and probably most of Amtrak. It's all part and parcel of the big plan, and I think it really shouldn't surprise anybody who understands the bigger picture. So, lo and behold, we have something that indicates further that there is something wired within the Republican Party. This is a sign that I think Rudy Giuliani is scheduled by the powers that be to be the Republican presidential nominee. What a ride it's going to be for the American people and for the world if this guy gets elected president. And I really have to say, I think that he would be a bigger tragedy for the Republican Party in general. Not that there's much to salvage in the Republican Party, but he would be a big tragedy for the nation as a whole. Even Hillary Clinton would be better from a theoretical standpoint, ladies and gentlemen, if only because there may be some remnants of sanity in the Republican Party that might dare to challenge Hillary Clinton should she be the Democratic nominee and somehow be elected. But as I have said repeatedly here on this program, and I may be proven absolutely wrong, I think it's quite entirely possible that before all is said and done, the powers that be will pull the plug on Hillary Clinton, and she may well not be the Democratic nominee, as so many of her haters and her lovers think that she will be. And I emphasize both her haters and her lovers, ladies and gentlemen, because She is a very polarizing figure, and it's interesting that the people who absolutely worship at Hillary Clinton's rather peculiar altar don't seem to understand why so many people find her so difficult and so relatively offensive, for want of a better way of putting it. At the same time, those who absolutely hate Hillary Clinton cannot understand why those who love her find her so simply irresistible. Very interesting. I saw an article in today's Washington Post talking about the problems for men running against women. Now, I've had a few callers on this program, men and women alike, mostly men, and there's only been a couple now that I think about it, but who've said that women shouldn't be allowed to run for public office. And I know a few people that don't even think women should be allowed to vote. Even in this day and age, there's still people who think that way, and that's their right to have that opinion. I don't necessarily agree with it, but nonetheless, that opinion is there. But I found it very interesting that recently, when all the Democratic male candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination seemed to line up against Hillary, that there were many people who absolutely thought that that was just something terrible, that that was somehow an affront to women. Well, look, if the woman, in this case Hillary, is going to be running for office, she's going to have, dare I say it, if she can't stand the heat, she should get out of the kitchen. And, of course, I'll probably be accused of being a misogynist or anti-feminist or something equally bad in modern times in the public perception by having said that. But, I mean, look, Hillary wants to be president. She's a very controversial woman any way you cut it. And if she wants to be president, she has to expect that there are going to be people who are going to say unpleasant things about her. So be that as it may, Hillary is in the race, and Rudy is moving onward and upward in the polls. But it wouldn't surprise me, folks, that before all is said and done, Ron Paul could end up being the one candidate in the Republican race for the presidency who is standing out there all alone, making a difference, being the one who is daring to say that the emperor, in this case Rudy Giuliani, has no clothes. It is a grand illusion, the whole Rudy Giuliani story, and he is a big, bad man. I guess you figured it out, folks. I don't like Rudy Giuliani. I never have, and I never will. Unless, of course, he undergoes some Damascus Road conversion, as they say, sometime later in life, and dares to come out and say, I was a shill for the powerful Jewish groups and organizations and money lords in the United States of America. But I don't think Rudy Giuliani is ever going to say that. Well, we are already at about 18 minutes after the hour, and we have not heard from John DeNugent, so I am beginning to think that John either got tied up perhaps in the traffic going out to his home in Virginia, or God forbid some other problem of a worse nature may have come up. But I'm confident we will be, if we don't hear from John tonight, he'll be calling in tomorrow night. And we are going to go to a break here momentarily, and perhaps we'll hear from him in the short time that we have ahead during the break. In any case, just to make mention again of something that you may already know about, that is something that I talked about on this program. There was a series of swastikas painted on dormitories, doors, and other places at George Washington University here in Washington, D.C., and lo and behold, it turned out it was a young Jewish lady, a student on campus, who had been complaining about a swastika on her door. Well, they put in some secret cameras and found out that the latest one happened to be her work. Isn't that interesting, ladies and gentlemen? It turns out there was not a Nazi rebellion at George Washington University. Instead, it was a sneaky little Jewish girl trying to stir up fears of a new Holocaust. The idea that Adolf Hitler lived. Nope, ladies and gentlemen, he died in 1945. Quite a few years ago. Adolf Hitler is dead. All right, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to go ahead and start calling in, if you have something to say, feel free to do it. The number is 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper is back here, but I don't seem to have John DeNugent with me. Evidently, something came up and John was unable to make it. That's all right, because he's welcome here anytime, and hopefully he will be here tomorrow night. We'll find out more about his candidacy. In any case, I do happen to have a number of items that I wanted to run by you. I was going to save that for tomorrow night, but since we haven't heard from John, I might as well roll ahead. Well, since the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California in Orange County a couple weekends ago, I've talked a lot about corruption in Orange County and about the inordinate influence of the Anti-Defamation League there in that county that used to be a conservative Republican stronghold, a traditional conservative Republican stronghold. Well, we also talked about how the local police departments in Orange County and elsewhere have been infiltrated quite a bit by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. In fact, if you refer to my book, The Judas Goats, you'll find a whole chapter on that. And it's not like I'm revealing anything especially unique, folks, because the ADL's own website has their law enforcement, what's it called? It's LEARN, L-E-A-R-N. It's the Law Enforcement agency's resource network. That's basically the ADL's program to feed their hellish propaganda into our local law enforcement agencies. Well, turns out Orange County Sheriff Michael Corona is taking a 60-day leave of absence while he fights federal corruption charges, alleging that he and others took nearly $700,000 in bribes and kickbacks. Corona has pleaded not guilty to a count of conspiracy, 4 counts of mail fraud, and 2 counts of witness tampering. You know, I tell you, the way I look at things like this, I say, well, of course, we know that Orange County is corrupt. We know that there are law enforcement officers there, not all of them by any means, folks, but we know that their law enforcement agencies have been corrupted by groups such as the Anti-Defamation League. But I tell you what, when I hear that a public official has been indicted, a lot of times my reaction is, oh, my God, he must not have done the bidding of the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Congress and the American Jewish Committee. He must have crossed somebody somewhere, because we do know that the Justice Department has been infiltrated by the Nesher Group, N-E-S-H-E-R. That's a high-level alliance of American Jewish officials in various government agencies and cabinet divisions that are loyal to each other and to the interests of Israel. This Nesher Group was first exposed by the late Andrew St. George in the pages of the Spotlight newspaper. And after Andrew wrote about this, someone from the Nesher Group threatened to file a libel suit, but guess what? They backed off when Andrew leaked further information, which proved that, in fact, the Nesher Group does exist, that they have held informal meetings, and that they do have an agenda. Well, yes. So it's entirely possible that Orange County Sheriff Michael Corona may be corrupt, but it's also very, very possible that he was set up, number one. Or number two, another possibility, let's put on our thinking caps, folks, maybe he is corrupt, and they let him get away with his corruption as long as he did the bidding of the powers that be. But when the powers that be decided to throw him over, that's what happened. He got indicted. A little bit of speculation there, folks, but I would pat myself on the back and say it's a little bit of an informed speculation. Well, speaking of corruption, this is very interesting. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, their top Republican in the Senate Finance Committee, is investigating a number of the nation's biggest televangelists, including faith healer Benny Hinn and best-selling Christian book author Joyce Meyer, along with Randy and Paula White, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Bishop Eddie Long of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, and Creflo and Taffy Dollar of World Changers Church International. He says that he's gotten allegations involving the people in these churches, the leaders of these churches, having private jets and Rolls Royces. He's asking for credit card records, clothing and jewelry expenses, and any cosmetic surgery expenses. Now, this Joyce Meyer, who I've never heard of, she said that her accoutrements, quoting the Washington Post, including multimillion-dollar homes and luxury cars, are blessings from God. Well, maybe they are, folks, and I want to tell you something. I'm not taking a position against it, folks. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have these delights. I wouldn't mind having a Rolls Royce myself, but I really don't like to drive, number one. Number two, can't afford it. And number three, it would just be a little bit difficult to worry about parking here in the streets of Washington, D.C., so I think I'm going to go without a Rolls Royce. But in any case, folks, I'm wondering when it has become the job of the government to decide what people can be paid by their churches and how the leaders of churches are supposed to live or not supposed to live. I'm just not sure that's the job of the government, to be investigating spending at television ministries. There are a lot of people who like to go after Christian ministers and say, well, they shouldn't live this way or shouldn't live that way. But you know what? I'll bet you'll find a lot of Jewish rabbis that live pretty well. All right, folks, we're going to a break. When we come back, a little bit more, and then we'll go to some phone calls if they're there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation.
Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Of course, if you are not subscribing to American Free Press, you should be. You can check the website of AFP. That's short for American Free Press. You can check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. .net. I'm repeating .net, folks. That's not the entire address, of course. It's AmericanFreePress.net. Okay. Before the break, I was talking about Senator Grassley investigating some of these television ministries. Well, you know, I've never been a big fan of the late unlamented Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson, who we talked about earlier, or Tim LaHaye or this big toad from Texas, John Hagee. That's just to list a few of them. Zionists all, fervent supporters of Zionist imperialism, which is simply a modern-day manifestation of the New World Dream, New World Order dream, first enunciated in the old days of the Babylonian Talmud. So, no, I've never been a supporter of these television ministries, and I don't even really know that much about some of these others that have been mentioned here. I don't know if they're pro-Zionists. I doubt they're anti-Zionists. Some of them may just be indifferent. But I did reiterate my concern that I'm just not sure it's the government's job to police churches. That having been said, I want to mention something here. Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. Of course, Tammy Faye is dead now. Tammy Faye of the hairdo and the makeup, and Jim of his peccadilloes. Tell you what, folks, I read Jim Baker's book after he went to jail, after he got out of jail. He wrote a very long book basically explaining himself. And I have to tell you something. I suspected all along when all the revelations were coming out about Jim Baker and his ministry. And I'm not talking about his sexual failings. I'm not talking about the personal intrigues. I'm not talking about the fact that they drove fancy cars and you know, lived lavishly. I'll tell you what I'm talking about, folks. I think that Jim Baker was not exactly set up, but I think they took and made a case against him that was largely a, how can I put this, not a fabricated case. But basically they said that Jim Baker had raised a lot of money for some of his projects, and they said that he never had the intention of, nor could he have ever paid that money back. And then they forced him into bankruptcy, putting him in a position where he could never do it. And then, of course, Jerry Falwell stepped in and divided up the goodies for himself and others. Well, as I say, I think for some reason somebody decided to get Jim Baker, and he was a very convenient guy to get because of his personal failings, because of the flamboyant lifestyle, because of the fact that there were a lot of people outside those who were his followers who really thought he was horses behind. Not necessarily for religious reasons, just because Jim Baker was that kind of guy. Well, I don't think Jim Baker in any case deserved imprisonment, number one. I think sending him to prison was a real slap in the face to many, many good people who did contribute to him in good faith, and to whom Jim Baker's ministry meant a lot. Now, I'm not advocating any of his personal misbehavior. I'm not saying that he and Tammy Faye were living correctly. I'm not trying to get into, and certainly not discussing their theology here. I'm just talking about just the basic old legal foundation of the case against him. I think it was a put-up job, basically. I think they wanted to eliminate him for some reason, and that is indeed what they did. And now I'm beginning to wonder if maybe that isn't what we have going on here with these other TV ministries being investigated. I just have a feeling, folks, that if you looked into the dealings of, and I don't know this for a fact, folks. I emphasize that. I'm just suggesting that if you looked into the lifestyles of Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye and that big toad down in Texas, John Hagee, that you could probably find some gold-plated faucets in their homes. You might find that they drive fancy cars. You might find all sorts of things that are being charged or alleged against these other people. So let's just put it this way. If they're going to investigate this handful of people, maybe they should just investigate everybody. But then again, to bring it full circle, I'm just not sure what it is. I'm just not sure it's a job of the government to look into the internal finances, because, you know, everybody knew how Jim and Tammy Faye Baker lived. I knew about it, and I wasn't a contributor to their ministry. And like this lady here up in Joyce Meyer says that these are blessings from God. Well, maybe she believes that, and I do believe, or I should say I do know, that there are some Protestant teachings. Now, folks, I'm not taking the side of the Catholics. I hear some of you out there saying, oh, there he goes again, defending the Vatican. But I do know that there are some Protestant teachings that suggest that if you are successful financially, then that is a sign that God is on your side. So if they're going to investigate a handful of them, why not investigate them all? But I know they won't do that. Well, folks, we do have a couple callers that have lined up here, and we have Dave calling from Kentucky. I believe this is somebody I've met in the past. Dave, how are you doing tonight?
Very good, Michael.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear. Well, I'm happy to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
It has been a while. Say, Mike, you mentioned this Nesher group.
Yes.
Is that the group that Webster Tarpley was talking about in his book, Synthetic Terror, in Chapter 9, where he mentioned Angel is next, the invisible government speaks?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know, I have that book here among many thousands of others, and I read the book. I don't recall that specific reference. I would have to look at it specifically,
well,
but it could very well be that's the same group. How did he refer to it as?
He didn't refer to it by name, Michael, but what he talked about was a group that has planted itself in virtually every department, all of the intelligence agencies, and the military, and that they interact very closely with one another, and they're essentially the shadow government.
Well, I'll tell you what. This sounds like a description of the Nesher Group. Actually, in fact, the Nesher Group doesn't call itself the Nesher Group. It simply calls itself, if I remember correctly, Nesher.
Nesher.
And while they have indeed done just that, they have implanted themselves through a large number of the federal agencies, and mm-hmm. you know, in all of these positions, they're what Webster Tarpley has described is exactly a description of what the Nesher Group has done.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would hasten to add that there are probably many groups of that type that are operating in the government today. And I would be willing to bet, knowing the names of some of the people who've been involved in Nesher,
mm-hmm.
that they are, if that's not the same group he's talking about, these are people that Nesher and this group share a lot of the mutual concerns. But Nesher very specifically,
mm-hmm.
Nesher very specifically is composed of Jews who are considered warm Jews. That is, they're very strong supporters
uh-huh.
of Israel.
Sure, sure.
So I'm gonna have to pull Webster's book off the shelf and take a look at it
uh-huh.
again and just see if that's. It could very well be that that's the same group he's referring to.
Good. Well, it was nice talking to you, Michael.
Yeah,
it's
good to hear from you. Yeah. You stop in and see me next time you're in town.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. Good talking to you, Dave.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, well, we have someone who has implanted himself as the resident cynic, or I've given him that title anyway through my mysterious powers. That is, of course, Jim from Texas, so I'm going to bring Jim on up. Jim, how are you tonight?
Mike, you're not going to believe what happened tonight. I dialed the RBN number, and when the phone clicked for me to come on to talk to your producer, who was on the phone but Chuck Carlson from the conference out there calling me back on a call I made to him.
Oh, really? Okay, good man, Chuck Carlson.
I mean, I was amazed, and we were talking about the fact that he picketed Hagee's church here while I was gone in St. Louis, and he called me before, but I didn't get the message till I got back, that, you know, so I wasn't able to go, but he was telling me about it. Well, I already read about it on the Internet, about his picket in Hagee's church and
I'm glad he did that. I made a little donation towards his effort there because I think what Chuck Carlson is doing is something that's very, very important.
Right, but the main thing is I dial RBN's number and I end up, it goes click and Carlson's on the phone. What does that tell you? There may be hope for us yet somehow. Maybe there's a divine providence somewhere up there that says, hey, things might change.
Well, you know, I tell you, it's funny you say that, Jim, because just over the last couple weeks here, there have been several occasions where, well, actually, I should say within the last week or so, in relation to an ongoing project here, I've had a thought about something, and then the next thing I know, I've gotten an email from somebody I haven't heard from in a long time. And then he makes some suggestions, and then I'm thinking about something, and then I make a phone call to Mark Glenn, and it turns out Mark Glenn had the same thought. You know what I mean? So I'm tempted to say great minds think alike, but it might just be the work of God himself.
hey, have you ever called the office there at what do you call it? The name slips my mind. Who you work for?
Called American Free Press.
American Free Press, and Mark Glenn answered. You know, this is how it worked out for me. Wait a minute. I'm calling a completely different number, and it goes click, and it's Chuck Carlson. So I thought it very weird and amazing, you know, but I don't think it's ever happened to me in my life
before.
Well,
I'll tell you a funny little story. Many, many years ago, my best friend invited me to be in his wedding, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it. I didn't think I was going to, and I called him to tell him that I didn't think I was going to be able to make it, and lo and behold, all of a sudden, I heard my best friend and his fiance, who I had ever only met one or two times, and I heard them talking, and I said, "Hey, it's Mike, I'm here." And I heard him saying to her, "You know, it doesn't look like Mike's going to be able to be in the wedding." And she said, "Oh, that's too bad." She said, "Out of all your friends, he's the only one that I really like." And then they started telling each other how much they loved each other, and they couldn't wait to get married. And I thought it was probably time for me to hang up the phone. But, you know, I told them about that later, and we all got a big laugh about it. And, I said, that's just kind of God's way of letting you know that you have friends out there and putting you together with people that you care about one another and you're thinking about each other and your minds are working in the same way. But I'll tell you what it also tells you is that you really should be careful about what you talk about on the phone because somebody else might be listening in and totally unintentionally.
Mike, so, this is kind of like me dialing Julius Streicher in 1938 and getting connected to the Baron Rothschild, okay? this is weird.
Well, these things do happen, as I say. In fact, it's funny because I was literally, the friends that I was visiting in California after I attended the No More Wars for Israel conference were the people I was just talking about, and it came up in the course of a conversation because I was talking about the fact that my own home phone is wiretapped, and I know that it is, and everybody who calls me knows that it is, so we always joke about it. But Jim, you know, the problem is, you know, we can joke all about it we want, but it's part of a very, very frightening reality in this country that we have this so-called conservative administration, this administration, you know, that's supposed to be defending liberty and supposed to be fighting authoritarianism and totalitarianism, and yet we've never had so much authoritarianism and totalitarianism as we've ever had under this administration. Now, ain't that funny?
It's not as funny as the fact that Pat Robertson would endorse Rudy Giuliani, who are both controlled by the same people. I mean, you could make one call and control them both and call Abraham Foxman.
Yeah, isn't this just kind of, I almost used a bad word. Let's just put it, bare-bottomed arrogance on the part of our Jewish masters when they have finally decided to just unveil the whole thing in front of us and put Pat Robertson and Rudy Giuliani together like this. I mean, Pat Robertson has been built up in the minds of so many American Christians as the best thing since Jesus himself, and now here he is endorsing a guy who has endorsed policies over the years that have been the foundation of what Pat Robertson has said is bad, and yet because the issue of Jewish influence has really come to the fore because of the fact that the Zionist network is now bound and determined to keep a handle on U.S. foreign policy, they're basically telling all these Christian right people, we really don't give a good damn about what you think as far as the social issues, as far as domestic issues is concerned. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists, is essentially what they're telling them.
And Mike, I have to bring this up because during the Lebanon war with Israel a year ago in the summer, when Pat Robertson went to Israel, and I've seen it on TV, and he's over there on TV in Israel, on American TV, saying that the Israelis are far too lenient with the Lebanese. And they were bombing and completely wiping them out, bombing anything and everything they wish to, and he's over there saying how wonderful the Israelis are and the fact that they are far too lenient and they should wipe them all out according to them. Don't forget, Jim,
they were bombing primarily Christian regions of Lebanon. So there was a method to their madness there. That's our friends, our very good friends, the Israelis, and you know, I look forward to the day when Pat Robertson and Rudy Giuliani are expelled from this country because they are traitors and they deserve to be treated as such.
They are traitors of the first order, I believe is the way it used to be phrased.
Bad people. All right, Jim, thanks for your call. I want to squeeze one more call in here before we turn it off tonight. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commissions, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. Should let you know that following this program, you will, of course, hear Rick Adams, and tonight, USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney will be aboard. That's right, Phil Turney, a good man. I first met Phil many years ago when he spoke before a Liberty Lobby meeting, had the pleasure of meeting him again quite recently out here at the No More Wars for Israel conference, where he gave quite an address. And you can also check out his address at the No More Wars for Israel conference at the website usslibertywordpress.com. I think that's it. That's the new website. But in any case, he will be on Rick Adams after this program. Well, we have John from Tennessee. John, we have a couple minutes for you. Come on up.
First of all, I'll get to the reason for my call, and then if time permits, I'll talk about Giuliani and Pat Robertson. You know, you had a previous caller talking about he picked the phone up, and it was someone else that he was not expecting to talk to. Before my eyes opened up to this, Michael, I had a friend of mine that apparently was much more aware than I was. He kept telling me, "Don't worry, John, we've got your back." Well, come to find out, he was Delta Force, and he was in a true extreme patriot. He's now 64 years old. I had been telling someone, and he doesn't live in Tennessee. He's an over-the-road truck driver, and I've been trying to find this man for 5 or 6 years. Well, just the day before yesterday, someone comes up to me, and they said, "John, I've got a phone number that I bet you would like to have."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "What, Ann Margaret?" You know, and he said, "No, then it's not Ann Margaret." Well, the only other one I could think of was my friend Mike. I said, "Mikey." He said, "I've got Mikey's number." And the way that it came to be was amazing. I won't take the time to go into it now. Now, Mikey's health is failing. I've called him, and I'm going to be in touch with him, and Mike is going to be my college, and he's going to add to my knowledge and maybe give me some things that I can do.
Well,
so, you know, God works in a providential way. He brings people together, I believe, when it's necessary and when the time is right.
Well, you know, that I agree with you. As I said, you know, I told that story earlier, and Jim told his story. I think probably a lot of our listeners have experienced those, I guess
and
you
this
might
is
just
recent.
Call them magic moments. And,
well,
you know, John, I'll tell you something really funny. You know, we're running out of time here, but that friend of mine that I was talking about, but the one that I heard him over talking on the telephone,
right.
Well, he used to be a car dealer in California, and guess who he sold a car to?
I have no idea.
Ann Margaret.
Did he really?
Yes, indeed he did.
Okay, now real quickly, let me touch on Pat Robertson and Giuliani.
Well, you have about 30 seconds because
okay,
we're running out
of
time.
I believe I can do it. Basically, yes, they are controlled by the same people. I believe that it may be that Robertson was given the word that either you're going to support this man or you're going to be one of the first ones that we investigate. Whether or not you're part of the club or not, you're going to do what we tell you to do or you're going down, bud.
I think, John, you put your finger on it, and I'm glad you got that in before this hour came to an end because I think you're absolutely right. All right, John, thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. Don't forget, as I said, Phil Turney will be on Rick Adams. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to miss this.